Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 21 of Hashtag No Filter. It's been a minute. I hope you guys have had a great holiday season, good Christmas, good Hanukkah, good Kwanzaa, all of the things. And I am so excited for today's podcast episode. Like so excited. But before we get to that, I just wanted to take a second and get a little mushy gushy. Not really, but I just want to say, if you've listened to my podcast from my first episode over a year ago, or actually just a year ago, or if you are a newcomer and this is the first episode you're listening to, or if you've only listened to a couple, whatever the case may be, I wanted to thank you so much for the support, for listening. It means so much to me. I have loved doing this podcast, and I'm so excited for 2019 and some of the people I've lined up for interviews and for what's to come. So thank you so much. And it's been so much fun. And just thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you haven't subscribed and you want to, would love for you to subscribe and download the episodes and leave a review if you're feeling extra fancy. Anyway, let's get to today's episode. Okay, today's episode has been a long time coming. I first connected with the woman who is going to be on the episode on Instagram not that long ago. A few months ago, I think I started following her. And then we started talking, DMing, and I messaged her to see if she would want to be in my podcast. And she was supposed to be in my podcast like, I don't know, almost a month and a half ago. And we had to reschedule for various reasons, but she finally made it on. Her name is Julianne, but she goes by Jewel the Bee. And she's just amazing. It's what's so funny is we had not met until the podcast recording. We obviously interacted on DMs, you know, setting it up, and then talked on the phone a bit to set up the date to record, and then started texting, just coordinating everything. And we started sending like voice notes back and forth as we were texting, which I wish I saved those because those were hysterical. Many were very, very inappropriate, but hysterical nonetheless. But anyway, so we messaged back and forth, and so we didn't know each other though. We were just messaging, and then we met in person for the first time, and it was like two long lost sisters. She's like, I feel like you're my little sister. And I was like, no, I feel like you're like, we just like had such a connection and such a bond. You know, those people that you just like instantly click with, and it's like, you like feel like you've known each other forever. And you might hear this podcast and be like, it sounds like they've been friends forever. Like, did they really just meet? But I swear to you, we just met in person that day and we just had the best time. We really felt like we were just two old friends catching up. And we kind of feel like the hope is that you will feel that way when you're listening, that you just think you're part, you know, just hanging out with your girlfriends. So I don't want to make this intro too long because it's already long. And I know you just want to get to listening to the freaking episode. So without further ado, this is the 21st episode of Hashtag No Filter. And I am so excited to be recording with Jewel the Bee. So please enjoy. And thank you so much. Jewel the Bee is sitting right next to me. How are you?
I'm so happy to be here. And I survived the car ride.
You did. If I could tell you, if you follow either of us on Instagram, you would know this. We have been planning this for a month.
Three times the charm.
Exactly. Third times the charm. And it finally happened. So we're very excited.
Which means I won't get to Mexico safely. because that's how Dame Doom's mind works.
You should listen to the safety video. So this is good,
but we're dying on our way to Mexico.
But I'll put this live before that.
Perfect.
So excited to have Jewel the Bee here. Her actual full name is Julianne, but she's Jewel the Bee on Instagram, Jewel the Bee since she was a little kid. Anyway, so we're going to get into it. There's so much we're going to cover. We have wine in hand, literally, yes. Both cheers. And
here's to day drinking.
And here we go. So we're going to first start. Well, how did we connect? It was me probably stalking you.
You reached out to me.
Yes.
And said, here I am. This is what I do. And would you consider coming
being
on my podcast? And
yes.
I shit myself. And that's how the friendship
in
began.
In that moment.
Right.
And now we're like long lost soul sisters.
Oh
so it's
goodness.
Crazy. We've been sitting here talking. We could have started like an hour ago, but why would we have done that? But I think I started following you because of F Factor. Because
oh, was that why?
Okay. I think my friend Michelle got me into
all
F Factor.
All roads lead back to F Factor.
And someone must have tagged you, or there was a Gigi Cracker talk, or a Gigi Cracker convention, for all I know. And that's, I started following you. I mean, that was how it happened.
Love
I was like,
it.
I need, anyway. And she's like, if you follow her, she's like even cuter in person and this like little like bee. You're like a buzzing bee. It's true. Anyway, so that's kind of how we connected. Now, to start off, we just give a little background about your story, a synopsis.
You want the Instagram story or the Jewel the Bee story?
The whole shebang.
Okay. Instagram only started about a year ago.
Mm.
A year ago this week.
Really?
With the Instagram stories. I guess I've been on Instagram technically for a few years.
But you didn't use it.
But
much.
I really didn't use it. I was all about Facebook.
Oh.
And last year at this time, we were in Miami. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just started playing around with it.
Yeah.
I think I had like, you know, 30 followers.
Which grows like instantly though now.
No! Instagram is a rough
I'm
road.
I'm joining you back here. It is a rough. It's
Instagram,
actually.
Instagram, people don't realize.
And it's gotten worse. Like engagement's gone down for people. I mean, in the influencer blogger world.
It's hard.
Yeah.
You work hard for that, you know, one viewer, one new
but
viewer.
But your followers
every
are
days.
Engaged as fuck.
Oh,
they're
I
the
hope
best.
So.
They're there.
I have to tell you, we started to talk about it earlier, but mm-hmm. I have not had mm-hmm. a negative interaction. There was one. There was one around, we had some politics going on, 2 months ago?
Okay,
we had an election about 2 months ago.
But you didn't talk about it. Did you talk about it on there?
I alluded to certain things, and I was storying as I watched the results.
Okay, okay.
And one woman's head, like, exploded. She could not handle the fact that I was a real human being having my own experience
right.
around these trying times. And even though I really was kind of toning it down and actually filtering myself, she went wild.
Like, did she stop following you? I mean,
she not only did she stop following me, before she stopped following me, she launched into, it's your job to entertain me, and oh yeah, she went there. So she stopped following me, and then I blocked her ass.
Good
I was
for
so
you,
angry.
Good
I was
for
so you. Angry. I was so
well,
thrown
yeah, fuck
off.
Fuck her. I mean, like,
fuck you. I'm like, a person.
Yeah, like she didn't even. She could have just unfollowed you if you were saying something that offended her, but she didn't have to go into a hole.
I don't even know what it was. I think I just said like I'm holding my breath.
Yeah, just
I'm
for
like,
the results.
Right. It was just a moment of, you know, it was just a moment of being a real person, and which I thought I was being this entire time.
Right.
And she couldn't handle it. So
jeez.
So I'll take it.
So Instagram Instagram stories about a year ago.
Yep.
And before that, where are you from? What's that backstory?
Born in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Completely did a 180 when my parents moved me up to New Jersey at the age of 5. But my mom's entire side of the family is still down south.
Oh.
So I feel very tethered, you know, to that red clay earth.
Yes.
But grew up in New Jersey and went off to the University of Maryland. And then worked for a bit, and then the French Culinary Institute, which
is such a fun fact.
So it was honestly one of the best things that I've
ever done. So you went after college?
I went after college. I was working during the day, full time, you know, being a big girl, in the Big Apple. And at night, I would go down to Soho.
So cool.
And, like, I think it was like... think it was every night for like 6 hours a night for like 9 or 10 months.
Oh my God. And that's where your love of cooking.
Yeah. Well, I loved cooking. I loved cooking before that. I cooked for all of my girlfriends in college. Wow. They would go out and get wasted and they would come home and they would have like a 4-course meal waiting for them.
Does that mean you weren't getting wasted?
I had a really serious long distance boyfriend.
So it wasn't, right. You weren't going out.
And I wasn't, I missed out on that, which is why I'm getting wasted with you now.
Cheers. Day drinking. Okay, so you went, that's so cool that you went to the French Culinary Institute.
Which I think is now no longer the French Culinary Institute. I think it's something else.
Okay.
But I don't know.
So you did that, and then you got married.
And so I did the French culinary thing, and then I wasn't married quite yet. Then I morphed into a celebrity personal assistant.
Oh, I don't even know about this part. We didn't talk about this before, so that's fun.
So that was a total trip, and really was like the bulk of my professional career, so, kind of like what I did as a grown-up before I had babies. Wow.
And you were doing like everything for celebrities that we know of?
Everything, yeah.
That you probably can't say, but.
I could talk a little bit about Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Who I was with for nearly 9 years.
Oh my God.
And just absolutely adore them both. Saw them last week. Our kids go to school together.
Oh my God. And, so you're in touch. I mean,
yeah.
And you did, when you were personal assistant, you were doing everything from booking travel.
Everything.
Yeah.
I was never the girl to like pick up your dry cleaning.
Okay.
I probably did that in my first gig.
But it turned into
probably
a bigger.
But it turned into like high level executive, you know, helping to plan their wedding.
Oh, nice. How fun.
It was fabulous. It was
amazing. Oh my God, that's amazing. And from there,
and
where
from
did you
there,
go?
Motherhood. So motherhood. I left Michael and Catherine when I was like 11 months pregnant.
Okay.
I was like, you know, out there. And so, you know, went off to do the mommy thing.
Yes.
And when Madden was 6 months old.
Okay.
A dear girlfriend of mine called me. She's friends with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
And this lovely friend of mine, Marcy Drogan, called me and said, would you be available for her? She needs someone.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwyneth Paltrow. And I was like, I'm up to my eyeballs in diapers
and
breastfeeding. And I'm totally being a mom. And she was like, well, would you talk to her? Oh, yeah.
Did you have a phone call with
her? So Gwenny called. And I wound up being, you know, it was a very flattering process and wound up working for her as a consultant, which turned into really 2 years. Well, it was supposed to be, you know, I'll help you until you find the person that you need. And it became nearly 2 years.
That's
and then
so
I
fun.
Stopped when Dexy was born and when Dexy was 6 weeks old.
And then decided, Did you still talk to Gwenny?
I don't talk to Gwenny. Not for any reason.
Right.
Gwenny's doing Goop. Gwenny is in Goop.
Well, Gwenny, if you're listening, hi. That's awesome.
But therein lies the connection to Tracy Anderson.
So we're going to get to that.
So we'll get to that. The puzzle pieces.
Wow. See, I didn't even know. We didn't talk about this. Yeah. So, okay. And how old are your boys?
So Madden is 12 and Dexy is 10.
10. Okay. And you have your hubby, Baz. We call him Baz.
Baz.
Hi, Baz, if you're listening. Okay, so now let's talk about, so the reason I connected with Jewel the Bee, like I said, was F Factor. So let's talk about, because a lot of the questions I got were even just, what is F Factor?
Okay.
And as much as we love F Factor, we're not going to talk about it the whole episode, but I do, obviously it's a big part of your life.
It is a big part of my life.
Can you answer what is F Factor in like a sentence for those that don't know?
F Factor is, for lack of a better word, a diet.
Mm-hmm.
Really more of like a lifestyle diet. I became familiar with F Factor probably about 7 years ago, maybe a little less. I'd have to have Tanya look that up.
Yeah.
But I read her first book. And
the first one.
I read her first book.
Okay.
Yep. And read it like it was a novel. It doesn't read like a diet right. book. It doesn't read like a nutrition book. It reads like your best friend is kind of handing you a roadmap of how, I hate to say it, but like, how to get thin.
How to lose
like,
weight.
Right.
Yeah, that's what
And how to be, right. you know, she would want me to say how to be the best version of yourself.
Yes, let's, yes. She would.
Let's
if you
be
listened
honest.
To Jewel DeBee's live last week. But it's but also but, not but, sacrifice your lifestyle,
yes,
right?
Yes, 100%. And it reads like a novel. And I read this book and I was, not only was I all in, I was like, I need her in my world.
Right.
I need her in my world.
Her person.
Her Tanya Zuckerbrot.
Right.
I need her in my life. And that's kind of how it started. I called wow. the office and made an appointment, and that's how it started.
And
now it has blown up into this massive success.
Massive. I mean,
and I like to think that I can sniff out success.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, seriously. So you, when you, and you've obviously been on it for like, what, seven years-ish?
I've been on and off of it.
On and off.
On and on my face off of it. on and off for a number of years. I would say, I think last summer, so not this past summer.
Okay.
Summer before.
Right.
So what was that? 2017.
You're asking me to do math or something.
I know.
Something
I
like that.
Yeah, 2017, right. yeah. I got really serious about it.
Oh.
My kids went off to sleepaway camp. Mm. I had been knocked on my ass the summer prior with Lyme disease, like in bed for 3 months.
Oh my
knocked
gosh.
On my ass. And I declared the summer of 2017 oh. the summer of Jewel.
I love it.
And I called Tanya and I was, I don't know what it was. You know, sometimes there's like this light switch that goes off in your brain and all of a sudden you're laser focused.
Yep.
And that,
clicks.
It was like something took over my body.
Wow.
And I lost like 12 or 14 pounds
in
that
a summer?
Summer.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, holy
and you kept it off.
Shit, this
it works.
Works.
Right. And you didn't, you still drank?
Oh God, yeah. Like it was my job.
Like
yes,
you enjoyed
my children
your life.
Are away, Julie.
Yes, of course I drink.
Yes.
So you, okay, so the F factor, and so now you still see Tanya.
So now I still see Tanya, though, you know, I don't see her every week.
Right.
I know she would like me to see her every week, but I don't see her every week. I probably annoy her every week. But no, I see Tanya, you know, as often as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a complete pillar of support for me. As you saw,
in the
you know, 2 weeks ago, I couldn't get to her because I had a sick kid.
Right.
And she'll, you know, she's there. Whether
right.
I mean, I'll text her in Thailand and she...
And she will answer
100%.
Her,
wow. 100%.
Amazing. So you fully believe in F Factor and love it. And that's how... And so Jewel does a lot of cooking on her channel,
yes.
which we can even talk about more in a little bit. But that's how... It's your recipes that I think got me initially because she doesn't just like cook. She's like funny. She's dancing in her yellow kitchen. She is rocking out.
I am the wind-up asshole of the culinary world.
But they're all like great recipes.
They're all really
yeah, it's not bullshit.
Easy,
I mean,
good.
Easy, yeah.
But that's how I've always cooked.
Right.
That's how
right.
I've always cooked. You know, culinary school will teach you to hone, you know, your French skills because, of course, at the basis of the culinary world, it all starts with France.
Of course, right.
But once you go back to your own kitchen, like, what do you really want to be eating it?
Right, you're not cooking these
gourmet. I want meatballs.
Right.
Like, let's be honest.
Those meatballs.
I know, those balls. Oh,
oh
those
the balls.
Cheese-stuffed balls.
Heaven. Okay, so F Factor in a nutshell. And then also, so I consider Jewel DeBee like an F Factor enthusiast and also a Soul Cycle enthusiast.
Mm.
She taught, you're always going to Soul. I mean,
always going
I feel
to
like,
Soul.
And in fact, one of our podcasts, it was supposed to be on a Monday around noon, and she actually was like, do you mind if I sign up?
For
you were
that.
Stressed.
I was really stressed.
Yes, she has to
we
sign
were
going to
be talking during Lunatic, you know, noon.
I mean, you're the
Monday.
One that pulls over on the side of the road to sign up.
And if I can't pull over, I would
get
drive
in a car accident.
I would 100% get into a car accident to get that fucking bike.
Okay, so I have done soul a couple times. I maybe I need a certain instructor. I don't know. What is it? Why do you love soul so much?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to start to gush and I don't even really know how to fully articulate it. And I can't bring a camera into the room. That's forbidden. So I can't even show people. Like every once in a while, like sneak a camera in before class and like do like, you know, what I think is like this creative artsy, like, you know, 12 second story. And meanwhile, I'm like bumping into bikes because you can't see shit in there.
Right. But you cannot turn it on while you're going.
No.
Ever. Of course.
No, you cannot. How do I even explain the experience?
Is it the weight loss? Is it the, is it like therapy?
It is totally therapy. It is not, I can't say that it's the weight loss. And what I knew before I started F Factor, what F Factor reiterated and what everybody, you know, really knows in their brains. And if they don't, then here's the truth.
Oh, here we go.
And that is that really 90% of it is what you put in your mouth, especially at 45.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, but they said that's forever. I've been,
you know, what is that saying? That abs are made in the kitchen, not in the gym.
My trainer used to say that.
It's
abs
true.
Are made in the kitchen.
Yeah, that was a good trainer because
good trainer,
they were being
Jason,
honest with you.
Nice. Yes.
They were being honest with you.
And I'm like, well, no, if I work out,
no,
you can never, what
you
is it?
Outwork. You cannot, you can't outrun.
Run.
You can't outsold.
Bad
you can't
diet.
Out-Tracy
bad
Anderson,
right,
a bad
right,
diet.
A bad
you
diet.
Can't.
But so
you
it's not
can't.
Even the weight loss aside, if you lose weight from it and become stronger, great, but it's more the emotional, mental.
It is. So 100% SoulCycle has made me physically strong.
Right, right.
It has replaced fat with muscle. Mm-hmm, it has made mm-hmm. me leaner. It has made me absolutely more physically strong than I have ever been.
But it's what you're eating, basically. It's
absolutely
not, it's,
what you're eating.
Right. And the soul cycle, though, you keep going back because it's just like...
It feeds your soul.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and
so
I hear,
fucking
so I,
cheesy,
I,
but it's so true.
No, that's what I hear. And I have friends that will literally only go to certain instructors. Is this true? Like,
So I know people who, you know, who bounce around and the ride is just the most important thing.
Right, 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 right.
For me, so I follow one instructor religiously.
Like wherever she teaches,
wherever she goes, if she were teaching in Idaho, I would be in Idaho next week.
You'd be on a plane.
I would be on a
fuck
plane.
Fuck Mexico.
I would be hanging onto the wing of the plane if I had to.
So who is she? Can I have her?
Yes, you can have her. I'll even book your bike. So her name is L.
Okay.
So, and you would find her under just the letter L. She's very rock star. Like
oh,
that.
Like L.
Just L.
Oh, cool.
How fucking cool is
I don't
that?
Think I'm cool enough to take her class, but.
I'm not cool enough to take her class. But yeah, so I follow L religiously.
Right.
She, you know, from my perspective, there's kind of the soul formula.
Right.
Which can be very dancey on
okay.
the bike.
Yeah. I can't do that. I don't have the rhythm.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You don't
okay.
have to.
Okay.
She is much more of a boot camp flavor.
Okay. Okay.
On the bike. Which
got it.
For me personally, supports my lower back.
Right.
I
had right.
massive lower back
oh,
issues.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Touch wood. Hang on. I'm Jewish. We got to find some. Yep. There we
Two
go.
Two Jewish girls here
there
touching
we
the
go.
Wood.
She has changed the well-being of my lower back. When I started
wow.
riding with her, that was it.
That's
all
amazing.
Back surgery talk stopped. I can't, I'm like so terrified I'm gonna jinx it. But so that, yeah, that was
wow.
kind of life-changing for me. And you know, there's, look, everybody gravitates towards what speaks, you know, to them.
Right, 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 right. right.
So, you know, for me, there is a, it's not, it, yes, it's the boot camp vibe.
Right.
But it's also her music that she chooses. And I'm all about a good soundtrack.
Okay.
As you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Have you seen her dance in the kitchen?
I'm all about.
You are.
There's a constant soundtrack like playing in my brain.
Music, but music like change, transforms.
It
I mean,
absolutely
it's, yeah.
transforms.
Mm-hmm.
So there are days where I don't feel like cooking, but if I put on,
mm-hmm.
if I put on my phone, if I, you know.
The music,
it,
right.
That's it.
The same for people if you don't feel like working out, but then you put on the right song.
The minute I walk into that studio, the minute mm-hmm. I start mm-hmm. to, whatever it is that she's mm-hmm. chosen, it's, I'm done. I'm like
wow.
a slave
and are her,
to that 45 minutes.
Her messages, like her, like about, are they inspiring too? Is
yeah,
it,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's, and she's funny.
Yeah.
And I like funny.
You love funny.
I do.
You
I are like a funny. Little, I mean, like a little dark humor.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah. You know, there, when we've texted, when Jewel and I were texting the last couple weeks, like, I was like, oh, I hope I didn't offend you or I'm going to hell. And you're like, I'm literally driving the bus that you are in going to hell. Like, we're going together.
Get on.
So,
move on.
I spilled. It's fine. So, Soul Cycle. Okay, so I need to meet Elle. I'm going to probably go and follow you. You're just going to sign me for a bike.
I'm going
to
sign you for a bike. Then you're going to, I'll send you a driver if I have to.
But I might die on the bike.
No, you're not going to die on the bike.
Okay.
You think you're going to die on the bike. The motivation is to not die on the bike.
To not die on the bike.
And therefore, you're going to just keep fucking pedaling.
I'm going to keep going.
And she, and she's the kind, this is why I love her. She, like, she knows the newbies in her class.
So I would talk to her before
and
tell her.
And she'll check in on you during class. She's so fucking tough, and she's a little scary. She is amazing. A marshmallow. Oh. She is a sweet, sorry, Elle. She's a sweet, funny, delicious amazing. Little marshmallow with insane abs.
Oh, I do want abs. I really want abs.
And that's the thing, is that I ride the bike, and I don't want to look like her because I know it's not even achievable.
Oh, but I do want to probably look like her.
I just
want
to be... what Tanya talks about. Yeah. I want to be the better version. Yeah. I want to have a six pack for the B.
Yeah.
Which is like a one pack.
I love that pivot. And then if not pivot, we'll talk about it later. But if you listen to the live, you would know. Or J-Lo's actually.
That's
podcast.
Right.
Which I that think J-Lo listened to your live.
That was insane. J-Lo did listen to my live.
She listened to your live. And then she fucking talked about it on her podcast because she listened
plagiarism.
To it.
Plagiarism. J-Lo.
J-Lo. Lawsuit. I'm just kidding. So Soul Cycle I need to do. Why else? Like, I know I did it, and I must have been just maybe I was an off day. Why else do we need to do Soul Cycle? And this is not sponsored by Soul Cycle. Although,
no,
if you want to sponsor us, please inquire.
Please pay for my bikes.
But why? So it's just the best, or what else?
It is a whole... I don't know how this company does this. Mm-hmm. They pluck the loveliest... I mean, I call them fairies.
They're...
I don't know how at 5 a.m. these girls are smiling and they're chipper and they've got fucking fanny packs with hairbands and gum. And they're happy to be there. Oh, my God. They're so happy to be there. They're so genuinely happy to see you. They're happy to help you set up your bike with, like, this little mini, like, lighter-sized flashlight in the dark.
And they're not annoyed that they're doing it.
No, I don't. This company is... I think it's the most beautifully run company, at least from where I stand,
that
I have ever seen.
Wow.
It's brilliant marketing. It's personable. Is that a word? Is it the line? Personable?
Personable. Yeah. Of course it's a word.
Hello, dog point.
Hello.
It's the most unbelievable... It's a manufactured culture of deliciousness.
So the second you walk in that door, you are...
The second you walk in that door. And then what happens is you start to ride with the same people who really become like your teammates. And then you start to view yourself as an athlete. And you start to view yourself as part of something bigger than just being on the P-word, which is the Peloton in my house.
Which you don't use.
I've never sat on it. I give it the finger every time.
You have a Peloton in your house. You love cycling and you won't sit on it. Who uses it?
Barry.
Oh.
Because Barry leaves the house so early.
I see.
That even of, you know, a 5 a.m. class, it's too late for him. He's got, you know, he's out the door by 6 a.m.
So there's a reason SoulCycle is, it's a cult following because for a reason. I mean, it's not like these people don't know what they're talking about.
Correct. I'm gushing.
Oh my God.
And I was the not, I mean, I wasn't just the non-athlete. I didn't do shit.
Right.
The couch was my people. Bravo was my people.
Couch.
Junk food was my people.
That was not your,
It was not my bag at all. And it does become an addiction.
Yeah.
But you're feeding into something that kind of...
It
is like
nourishes
therapy
your
and it's like,
soul, your everything.
100%.
Literally.
Yeah, 100%. You go in there, you lose yourself for 45 minutes.
Fuck, I'll go back.
Yeah. I mean, it's unreal. You high five each other, you fucking fist pump and do loser things.
And it's
and
best.
Smile
it's
like best. Idiots.
Okay.
And,
all right, guys. Yeah. Soul Cycle. And it's not, this is not sponsored by Soul Cycle.
Right, and you have to find who you're happy riding with.
Exactly.
You've
got to
find.
Right.
Whomever it is that whispers the shit that you need to hear, what it's about.
Exactly.
That and the playlist. Yeah.
And the playlist, yes. Yeah. Okay, love it. Okay, so now speaking of working out, Tracy Anderson method is something that I've seen you more recently, which maybe you did it before, but I've only, since I've been following you, you've been doing.
A little bit.
Just alluded to that something with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, so I met Tracy when I was working for
Gwyneth. Oh, the person.
Right.
Oh.
Yes. So this was like, you know, right before the Goop train left the station. Goop was in its, you know, infantile stage. Tracy Anderson was in, you know, Gwyneth's Hamptons, you know, pool house, cabana, Tracy Anderson, like, she shack, doing Tracy Anderson with Gwyneth.
Personally, like, they were there together.
Just the two of them. And here's this tiny little blonde fairy who just had the leanest, most cut body and had, you know, come up with this method of changing women's bodies to be lean but a feminine.
Right.
Whatever that means. If I'm offending, I apologize.
You'll probably get a lot of
blame it on Tracy. Okay? I didn't make this shit up. And her whole, the whole premise was working out, exhausting the muscle.
Right.
With much smaller weights. So you're not going in using 12-pound weights.
Right.
You're using a 2-pound weight, but you're using it to the point where you are begging for mercy. You cannot.
It's like that bad.
It's that bad. It's
also
that
body weight, or does she ever do body weight exercises? I've never done Tracy.
Yes. You are using your
you don't have
body.
To have a weight.
You do not
all.
Have to have a weight at all. You don't have to strap into the
Got
ankle
it.
Weights like I do.
Right.
You don't even have to hold the, if you do what she's telling you to do long enough for as many reps as she's telling you to do it, you will die. You will just want to die.
Die, okay.
And then all of a sudden, you start looking in the mirror and you're like, am I imagining this? But I think there's a difference.
And so you've seen like noticeable.
Well, Elle has made a complete difference in my body. I've been working out with Elle, I think it's a solid 3 years now.
Wow.
I think. Tracy is a new thing for me.
Got it.
And
it's
just, you know, people talk about like that inner voice, or if something's like speaking to you, you know, why not try it? Or so there was just this little, I don't even know how it started.
You just were like inspired to do something.
I think it got cold out. I think
we
like hit 18 degrees.
And you're like, fuck this.
And I drive, you know, going to a SoulCycle class is a 45-minute drive for me one
for
way.
Your closest one,
For my closest one. What I was doing
was... you drive 45 minutes. It's that worth it.
Yeah, well,
Well, you said you go to Idaho.
It's a level of insanity. I would go to Idaho for her. I would pretty much go anywhere for her. But anyway. But it got cold out, or a kid got sick,
something.
Or something.
Right.
And I tried it. And then I was like, this could be kind of a cool new thing to incorporate.
But you'll never give up Soul.
Unless Soul...
You die.
Yeah.
Right. Soul.
And Soul could kill me.
Right.
Every time I get on the bike, I'm like, please, God, please let me survive.
Right.
Please let me not fall off. And now, you know, half the time I've got a kid in the room with me. Madden's taking with me.
Oh,
a
stop
lot.
It.
And I'm like, please, God, let me not die in front of my 12-year-old.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Because
go outside
I'm,
at least.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Just, and could you just, like, blow out the candles that are lit and let, no, like,
does Madden like it?
This. He loves it.
Oh, my
he
God.
Loves
That's
it.
Nice. That's really fun.
It's the coolest
so
thing
So you'll
ever.
Always do Soul, but it's nice to have the Tracy Anderson option that you do at home.
It's something a little different.
Yeah.
And it's nice to just kind of go into your living room.
So if you want to look like Jewel the Bee, do Soul Cycle, Tracy Anderson, and
I think I've got, like, a lot of back fat.
We'll edit it.
Can we stretch me out? Is this bad?
No, you can go to bed. You can lay down. She said she's never leaving.
I'm never leaving.
She's staying in my 450-square-foot apartment.
This is unreal.
Okay, so now speaking of Madden, this is a perfect segue. You have two boys. So a couple of the questions, I don't have the exact ones, but it was about raising kids.
Okay.
How has it been raising two boys? I even asked you when you walked, I'm like, so I should have kids? And you're like, you should. I'm like, really,
you
though?
You should have kids.
Really
unless
though?
You like,
I love kids. I'm scared about the labor part and the delivery and the pregnant part.
Yeah, you should get a doctor who will give you a C-section.
Or
Tracy
get a surrogate.
Chanel. And then we'll become your best friend / sister. Yeah.
Wait, is this a relation?
Yes.
Oh, you have. Oh, you literally have someone in the family.
Yes, I literally. Oh no, she might as well be in my family.
Oh,
but
oh,
we
oh.
met because her hand was at my vagina, like, you know, looking for, I don't know what
Did
she was looking
for. Did you have two C-sections?
Yes.
Because you chose, like, you just don't want to.
No, Madden was an emergency okay. C. And I was, like, devastated in the moment. Like,
right,
you've
I've heard
this
that.
Thing
that,
in your head where you think that,
it's,
you know, you're going to be, like, ripped off if you don't push this thing through your vagina. And it's a big lie.
Were you thrilled you didn't push it through your vagina?
Afterwards, yes. Are you kidding?
I've heard some, I know girls that have had to get stitched from the
Like hole to hole.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't want
no,
that.
No, 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 no,
no.
So when Tracy was like, look, you can keep on doing this, but this is not going to go anywhere.
You might as well just, right.
Okay, wheel me in. Let's go.
And you just did it.
Yes.
So you, and you, like, obviously you love your boys. So you
live for my boys.
Someone did ask, are you having a girl? Are you going to have a girl?
Do I look pregnant? Is there something happening?
I don't know the question's phrase. Is she going to try for a girl?
I love that she thinks that my eggs are juicy enough to do that. But no, I am 45 years old. Baz has been snipped and clipped.
Oh, nice. Oh, so you don't have to use protection.
Nothing.
I mean, I know.
Are we going kids, there?
My God, there.
No, kids, we can go there. Matt and Dex leave the room.
But you really, like, did he do that when you had your, after you had the second?
He did that when, it was years after we had
Dex. Oh, okay, okay.
It was just like 2 years ago. Mm. And he did that because I basically looked at him and was like, you have to take one for the team. Because like,
you're literally not going to have sex with him.
And I've had two C-sections. And if you don't want another child and you know that, then, well, I'm not wearing, we're not doing condoms anymore. Right. This is ridiculous. We're too old for this shit.
So you're like, I won't have sex with you.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So we had a,
right.
He did that. And
so
apparently
go.
It's very non-invasive for the guy
it was
to do
so
that.
Unless he was like just milking it to, and he probably
was. Oh, he said it was bad?
Oh, he said it was horrific.
Oh, I've heard it's nothing.
That's because they're men.
Right, right. They can't, they've never
had. If we did it.
We have cramps. We have cramps.
I mean, a C-section to me was nothing.
Really?
Really, truly nothing.
Even after I've heard the recovery, though.
The next morning, I mean, I had a weirdly fabulous recovery.
So it just depends.
Because of Tracy. It was all because of Tracy.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, she's that good?
She's that good.
We're not talking about Tracy Anderson right now.
No.
We're talking about Dr. Tracy
Chanel.
But you have two Tracys in your office. It's important.
I do.
Okay, so it was a great recovery. But you love,
I love
But you
being
knew
a mom
you wanted
boys.
Kids forever.
I always knew that I wanted children.
Right.
I totally thought that I was going to have girls. I
really?
Oh my God, I was like, it was all about the pink and the.
You didn't find out the sex before?
Well, we found out, I think, we did. No, we did. We knew both of them before.
But you thought they were
but
going
But I always thought I was going to have girls. And Barry always thought he was going to have girls.
Oh
so
my
God.
Were you upset
thing,
or no?
A little. I was a little disappointed.
I have a friend now who's having her second boy, and she's like, yeah, I know a lot of people that are like,
a little
I wanted
bit.
A girl.
And like, Barry, like the I think it was for Dexy. We went out for dinner and, you know, really like nice, fancy dinner. And Barry wore a pink tie and the chef was going to reveal. The chef was the only one in the restaurant who knew the sex of the baby. The chef was going to reveal it in this cake. And Barry was like completely convinced.
And it was a boy.
And it was a boy.
Did you cry? Like,
No.
Were you drunk? Oh, no, you're pregnant.
No, yeah, no. I had to think about that. No, it was actually really good when I was pregnant. I didn't drink.
Well, that's why I also don't want to get pregnant, I think.
Yeah,
I
it's hard to
wine.
But you know what? You're so busy popping blood vessels by vomiting, you don't give a fuck.
Oh, you were not. Were you nauseous?
I was sick.
That's
as
also
a dog.
Why I don't want to get pregnant.
Sick as a dog.
9 months.
I didn't
vomiting.
Care. I was so excited. I would like pop a blood vessel in my left eye and be like, I'm yes, yes, we're having a baby.
And you both pregnancies were bad.
Both pregnancies were God. Well, for the first trimester.
Oh, and then you were okay.
And then,
and then
great.
You were okay.
Yeah,
okay. I hear it's like a euphoric state after it.
It was.
Yeah.
It was so fucking cool.
But then
it was like,
oh, but they didn't come out of your vagina.
Right, so. They didn't. Other things did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even
it's,
while the C-section?
It's a mess. It's a mess.
Wait,
oh, it's a mess. After the C-section,
even the
you're a mess. You're birthing things afterwards that nobody tells you this shit. And then you block it out. Because
that's
you
what
can't
I've also
even,
heard, and I don't believe it.
Yeah, you can't handle it. You just can't. I don't mean you.
No,
I mean,
but like you can't even
general,
process that.
In general, you can't even process
it. So I should get a surrogate.
Sure. I'll be your surrogate.
Jewel the
yes.
bee carrying my baby. I would never ask you to give
Tanya
up wine again.
Tanya would kill me.
But boys, but right, so how, okay, so you're
so
in
if a, I had a third, I would pray for a boy. Really?
I mean,
I'd pray for a healthy baby.
Of course, of course.
Ta-ta-ta.
Right. But you would have a third?
I would have had a third.
Oh.
It's all Barry's fault.
Baz. So you have these two amazing boys, and you have the dog.
And we have Norman.
Norman.
Yes, and my third boy.
I guess Magda's not in your family.
Magda's
in your family.
Yeah.
So we have Magda, we have Norman.
Yes.
So you are so happy, and you're living this lovely life. So what is your advice? Because this was a question, and I love the question.
Boy, advice.
What is your advice, words of wisdom for a happy marriage and a happy life? And just like, first with marriage.
Oh my goodness,
you know,
I feel like Ruth.
Tell everybody about Ruth. So in case you weren't watching my stories, which I don't have that many followers, so I'm sure
I
not
love
a whole
your story. You have a shit ton of followers.
No.
Yes,
do. But I feel like compared to some of these 100,000.
Well, you can't even look at those.
Yeah, fuck them.
You can't even look at them. And I can't look at you.
No.
I am like.
But
I
your followers, I bet, are more engaged than mine. I'm telling you.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't.
Anyway, all of you listen up.
That's right.
So Ruth, I was on an airplane. I hate flying. You don't like flying either, right?
That's only since kids.
I've also heard that's very common.
That's all true. Your anxiety will kick into a whole different
stratosphere. So I have no excuse, but I hate flying. So I have to get wasted when I fly. And I was sitting there next to Ruth, this old woman. I'm like, oh God, I'm always hoping for someone that's like young and vivacious and someone that's going to talk to me. Yes, you and me on a flight. Oh my God, we would literally be in the scene in Bridesmaids where she's walking down, the plane's landing. We see like an eagle on the wing. We jump out the window and skydive down. Like that would be us. So Ruth is sitting next to me and I'm like, oh God, this old woman, whatever. And then I'm like, never judge a book by your cover,
never.
And so I start talking to her because it got turbulent. I needed her to open the window because I needed to see the clouds because obviously that would help the turbulence.
Right.
So, So she does and she's like, oh, okay. And so she opens the thing and we start talking and we talk the whole flight basically. And Ruth, basically, long story short, I thought you needed more
Ruth,
wine.
No.
I would say pour more.
Ruth is now your BFF.
BFF. She's in Australia for 2 weeks. Went alone. Flew there alone.
She might have died on her way there. Let's be honest.
I thought about that. No, because she's 92.
No, that I had like, you know, remember from National, what was it? Lampoon's Vacation, where they like strap the ant to the car.
She'll be on the wing.
100%. Ruth is riding back on the wing.
Ruth is. I don't know if she's. No. God forbid. Let's not in the woods. But Ruth was amazing. Ruth, I asked her some of these. I asked for questions on my Instagram, and some of these people asked, "What's Ruth's advice for a happy life, for a long life, for everything?" So, what is your advice, Jewel, to be for a long? No. Rolling 45.
Jewel the Bee is joking.
Jewel the Bee
is going
dying
down.
With
Jewel,
Ruth.
God is punishing Jewel the Bee for her Ruth commentary.
What is the key to a happy marriage? Let's talk about that.
Well, oh my goodness.
Do you need a shot of vodka?
I get nervous because I feel like it's the minute you start patting yourself on the back or, telling the world that you're in this, such a happy marriage.
And of course, I'm sure you fight.
We can go at it.
Yeah.
We can, and I am no shrinking, Barry is the easiest, relatively, just wants me to be happy.
Goes with the flow.
Oh, he's so fucking easy. It's annoying.
It's annoying, yeah.
He's like Teflon easy. Nothing bothers him.
On the other hand. And then there's this force of nature.
And then there's this tornado that he's married to. And it's taken us, we've been married for, I think it's almost 14 years.
Okay.
And
so there's hope. For those that if you're only married a few years.
Oh my goodness. It's navigating each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's, mm-hmm. I think it was Paul Newman who was talking about was it Paul Newman who was married to Joanne?
You are asking the wrong person. Should I know this?
They talked about the key to a successful marriage is staying in the room. And when Barry and I first got married, and we barely made it down the aisle. I mean, we really barely made it down the aisle. I was really skinny and really fucking angry and emotional and raw from my first marriage. And we really had no business making it down the aisle. And somehow we did. Yeah. Not somehow. We made it down the aisle because of my husband.
Aww.
But, he's so good. I didn't always stay in the room. I would flounce out of the room. Yeah. I would slam a door. I would get into the car and take off.
Very dramatic.
Oh, always. And he was not the guy who would call and beg me to come back to the house, because he knew that if he was that guy, if he engaged in the drama,
right,
it was just going to keep going on and on and
on. Well, he's enabling it. He's
completely.
Right.
And he would sit on our bed praying to God that I would come back, but refusing to pick up the phone to engage in the nutbag behavior that was...
So you totally admit you're, like...
I was a fucking, like, emotional loon wreck.
Got it.
And he diffused that, and we learned... I learned...
Right.
...to... And I'm still learning...
Of course.
...to communicate better, but more than that... to stay in the room, because when you exit, when you slam the door, when you leave, it's...
You can't... Well, then you're just walking away. You're not working it out.
That's it. You're kind of dead in the water.
Right.
So the minute he showed me, I'm not going to deal with this, and I'm not engaging, and you can come back and we can communicate like partners, or this isn't going to work.
Right.
It all of a sudden, it really started
to work. That's amazing. That's really good advice.
He's shiny.
That's amazing. And now, really good. So obviously, I mean, that was at the beginning of the relationship.
That was at the beginning.
And then kids.
And, you know, we lost my mom a blink into being new parents, and that was really tough. Madden was not even three, and Dexie was, you know, not even speaking.
Right.
And that was really tough, and but he's been my constant. I like to think that I've been his. a little bit of a more surprising constant, but
always keeping it interesting.
Yeah, we keep it interesting, and we really make each other laugh.
Really,
I think that's I don't know if Ruth talked about that. I don't remember that.
I think she might have mentioned something about laughter, but you have to.
You have to. If you're not laughing, you're up Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, you're dead. Yeah. I mean,
you're really
and
up Schitt's Creek.
So as you just touched on, you were married before.
Yes.
And that marriage ended, just wasn't the right...
We were babies when we made that decision to get married. When I forced it... When I dragged him down the aisle, which is kind of what happened.
But it was
right in that time.
Right.
I don't regret it.
Of course.
It was one of the most positive relationships that I've ever had.
Wow.
It taught me a tremendous amount. I don't mean to sound cheesy, but it really did.
Yeah, no.
But we were not meant to live together for all of eternity.
Obviously, any end of a relationship is hard, like whether you're in high school, I mean, any age. Yeah. And how did you manage? Like, did you just drink? Like, were you drunk? Like, how did you get through?
I had been such a good girl. Oh, God. Are we going to go there?
Let's go.
I had been a really, really, really good girl. I had had a very serious relationship all through high school. And then I met my first husband when I was 19, as I said, when I was
young,
a fetus.
Right.
And we were, you know, married, I think, at 26 and, you know, separated by 30. And then it was like I was shot out of a cannon into... I had never been single. I was single for like a blip in college. And I had missed... I'd kind of missed my college experience. Again, like, my girlfriends would go out and I'd be at home cooking.
Well, that's what you were saying. And
literally.
So when you were how old when you were single again in your 30s?
30.
30.
I was 30.
So, and in the city.
Yeah.
So you had fun.
I had a roaring good time.
But you had to. You had to do that.
Look, it's not everybody's path. My path was really, really fun for, you know, a solid year. I met Baz right when I turned 31, maybe.
Did you meet him? I didn't ask you before. Did you meet him because of your crazy year? Like, at a bar, you went home with him? Like,
so we met on J-Date. I contacted him, which if he were sitting here, he would not shut the fuck up about. I contacted
I want Baz
him.
Here. I was on J-Date for a while. My brother met his his wife on J-Date.
A lot of people that I know have had really lovely, mm-hmm, successful, mm-hmm, like stable, yes, good, yes, relationships.
Just another way to meet someone, yeah, in this day and age. Why,
yes,
wouldn't you?
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
So that's how you met towards the end of that year.
Yes. And I did not go home with him that night, which
good
maybe
for
is
you,
how,
which could be why you're married.
Maybe.
Which could be.
Right.
He wanted you to go. Oh, no, he seems like
no,
a
no, he was like so good. We
so
stood
nice.
Outside my apartment building till like 4 a.m.
Just like talking
making
and
out.
Making
no,
out.
We were completely making out like slobs on the street.
But you didn't but invite him up?
No.
Good for
no,
you.
No, I know.
Why?
I think that lasted
maybe
like
you
36
knew.
Hours.
I think
was good for
the next day is a different story. But you didn't even invite, like you didn't even.
Oh, think about, of course I thought about it.
Oh, but, you,
but there was something. I
you
don't
had that
know
premonition?
What it was.
That he was could be more than
yeah,
the guy
maybe.
That you meet at the bar down the street.
Maybe. And maybe at that point I had just kind of gotten it out of my system.
Yeah,
I had
that's true.
This
that's
really
true.
Fun year. I mean, it, and it was so much of it was online dating. But.
Oh, my gosh. Well, but no, but not. No, because there was no Tinder or Bumble or anything.
There was none of that. There
but
was no swipe left or
right or
push
up and down,
right or right. There was none of that. But there
same,
was J-Date, there was Match.
Yes,
I didn't,
yes.
But I was only on J-Date.
Same, yeah.
I was only on J-Date. And
it's
I was
fine.
Also anybody who wanted to fix me up. Anyone.
See, but you have to. Isn't that good advice?
You
though?
Have to.
Yes.
You have to be, even if you're forcing it, you have to be in this state of yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
yeah,
but. You have to be open, mm-hmm, to, mm-hmm, you know, I knew when I was going through the process of my divorce,
yeah,
I knew what was missing in my first marriage.
Right.
And I knew what I wanted for myself, and I basically made it my second job. I mean,
good
there
for,
were,
but you were never, because we talked about manifesting things and
yeah.
you manifest what you think about.
Yeah.
You weren't like reeking of desperation. It's
I
not
don't
like
think
you were
so.
Desperate. Obviously
no.
you weren't.
I don't
but
think
you,
I was.
But you knew what you wanted. So
I
you,
was like
you were,
laser fucking
yes.
focused.
But you weren't, you didn't like show, you weren't desperate for it. You
no.
just knew what you wanted. And
I just knew, oh, no,
difference.
No, I wasn't going out on a date like, you know, I want to get married by this age.
Right,
I can't
right.
stand that.
No,
like,
no.
I'm going to be married by 32. I'm going to have
a white picket
right,
fence. But,
no, I was so not right. that. But I knew where I wasn't going to waste my time.
Right.
I knew
right.
where I wasn't going to put, you know, energy where it wasn't warranted. I knew where I was just going to have fun
right,
also.
Right.
But, you know, I was very career focused at
yeah,
that point.
Right.
And I was very fortunate. I had my father very much in my ear about when to get out of the first marriage.
That's
I
good.
Knew when I opened up the dialogue and said to my father, here's what's going on.
Right.
What do you think?
And
I knew I was ready to end it. Because if you're going to talk to a parent about it,
yeah,
you kind
yeah.
of know
what
you're looking for real guidance,
mm-hmm,
and you're looking
mm-hmm.
for, you're almost looking for the permission
mm-hmm.
to move forward,
to do it,
the
right.
okay to move forward. And I didn't have kids.
Right,
and
right.
I was clean. And he's a fabulous guy.
Right.
It was easy, and it was the right thing.
And it was the right thing, clearly, for both of you.
It was absolutely the right
thing.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
So you're happily married. That's wonderful advice. And we actually got a question when we just took a little break to apply some Lippy and you know, use the restroom. But someone did ask a while ago
yeah.
when we first were doing our podcast a month and a half ago.
Yes. three times
what,
ago.
Actually, I'll just read it exactly because
okay.
I think a lot of people could relate to this and I think eventually I'm going to be able to relate to this and I would love to hear about it. Okay. I'm going to read it exactly. How hard was it to make the transition from New York City to the burbs?
Okay.
At any point, did you feel like you lost the convenience of everything being available just outside your door? And do you miss the excitement? I will probably be making the move in the next year or two and I'm nervous about it.
Mm. Oh,
so what
poor,
was that
poor,
like?
Poor dear.
Oh,
poor thing. Yeah. So we did not move from the city to the burbs.
Mm-hmm.
Moving from the city to the burbs would be like moving from the city to Livingston, New Jersey.
Okay.
Or Scarsdale, New York.
Okay.
We moved from the city to the woods.
See, I didn't realize that's what it means. It's like super
like,
far.
It's not even that it's that far, but it's like we don't have streetlights. There are no sidewalks where I live. I might not see my neighbor for literally months.
So you literally move from one polar, like two
yes.
polar opposites.
Yes,
you,
there
you
was
are...
no transition. There was no
okay.
middle ground. Baz at the time was working in Connecticut. Pound Ridge. We like saw, I mean, we just were dumb fucks. We didn't know what we were doing. Right. I don't even know what we were doing. We saw this lovely little house and I kind of fell in love and we weren't even engaged yet. Barry bought the house and then probably panicked because he was like, oh my God, I'm going to be living in this house by myself. I better ask this girl to marry me. And we went from one extreme
to
the other.
You wouldn't even call it the burbs.
No, it is not the burbs where I live.
So then for your transition, or there was a
horrible transition. I was so thin. I was so thin. Wow, wow. Yeah, stress from living in the woods.
From living in the fucking woods.
I think I
So we should maybe make this woman feel a little better.
I never missed the excitement.
Okay.
And I still don't. I come into the city, and after a few hours,
you're done.
Like, get me out.
Yeah, it's like anxiety-inducing.
Completely anxiety-inducing. I do miss the convenience. Mm-hmm. I miss, you know, I'm a food lover. Mm-hmm, I miss being able to order up anything you want.
Jewel, the bee hadn't heard of Seamless.
I'd heard of it.
You had heard of it. You had never used it.
I could work it if you gave me a map. Yeah. Like, I'm sure there's an app that goes with that, and it does not exist on my phone. Uber was just put on my phone, and my town doesn't have Uber.
Oh, well, that's why.
Uber means, like, you've got to hitch like a deer. Like, you're going to, like, flag a deer and ride into Stamford, Connecticut. There is no Uber in Pound Ridge.
There's no Uber.
No.
But you never regretted moving from the city, or did you?
No, I didn't. But everything happened so quickly with us. You know, we found this house. It seemed to make sense. I was able to work for Michael and Catherine remotely at that point.
Right,
you know, we set up a home office, got engaged, got married 6 months later, and then boom, we were pregnant.
Right.
It was all very... We got married in September. I was pregnant by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It was very quick.
Right. So then before you knew it, I mean, you had kids, and it was great living where you were, probably.
Right. It's wonderful, but I would be lying if I said it's not a major transition.
Right.
It is. But I'm also a person, as you know from my Instagram, I'm fine talking to myself. So I'll drive 45 minutes to find my team at SoulCycle, but then I want to hightail it back to my kitchen and be alone.
And you're fine.
I'm so fine.
Are most of your friends now where you live, or are they in the city, or are they all over?
No, I don't think... I don't really have friends who are in the city anymore.
Not anymore,
Everybody's out.
But not necessarily evacuated. In your town, but they're all over.
Yeah, all over.
So if you don't have kids, do you not recommend leaving the city?
No, I think it's fine. I think you've got to, like, buckle up and understand, you know, you're going to drink a little bit more.
And be okay talking to yourself.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So that would be that question. Wait, there was another that was very similar to that we got when we were doing the lippy thing. We already touched on this, but I just want to make sure before, because I have a few questions I want to round out before we do the quick fire round. And I just want to make sure. Yeah, get ready for that. Yeah, there's no prepping for that. I did not tell her anything. Okay, so we talked about the burbs. We talked about balancing working out and the kids. We talked about having a girl. She's not pregnant.
I am not pregnant.
We talked about, your southern roots. We talked about that. We talked about how she ended up living in New York. So we've really touched it all.
I'm not leaving, Julie.
You better fucking not leave me. I'm going to come out to Pound Ridge and hang out.
You better.
Can I come during the day?
Would love it.
I don't have a car here. Can I take the train? I can take the train.
There's no train in Pound Ridge, Julie.
Oh, okay. It's really in there. What's the nearest train station?
I'll pick you up.
Is there a Metro North?
Yeah, to other towns.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's...
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
But so pretty, I bet.
It's like Northern Exposure. Do you remember that show about that weird...
I know
about
of it,
this
but
this weird, like, little Alaskan town and all
that's
of these
you?
Fucked up weird people that live in it?
And it's you.
That's Pound Ridge. Pound Ridge is... So Greenwich is like all of New York.
I love Greenwich.
Everybody loves Greenwich. Anybody who has lived in New York... Right, exactly. So Westport is all Manhattan transports.
Right.
Pound Ridge is like Brooklyn.
But Brooklyn's has a really good thing going right now.
Pound Ridge is look, Susan Sarandon is in Pound Ridge.
Oh.
You know, there's like it's you know, there's a Jean-Georges restaurant in Pound
Ridge.
Good,
now. It's a fabulous place.
But it's a little, it's like off the beaten path.
Yeah.
You're not going there for Scarsdale. No offense, Scarsdale.
Right.
You're not going there for Larchmont.
Right. No.
You're going because you want to, not that I bike. I only bike on a bike on that a goes bike. Nowhere. But last time I was on a real bike, I hit the side of a bakery truck and wound up in the hospital.
No,
I did. In Bruges.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You would. Wait, speaking of Scarsdale,
like, that's why people go to Pound Ridge to bike.
You said, did you get, were people mad at you for your Scarsdale comment? Because you were saying
people were wildly like, they, you know, it's funny. I got so much feedback that people totally understood.
People might not understand. So if you don't follow, if you didn't see this, Jewel the Bee was in Scarsdale.
Larchmont.
Oh, yeah. I get confused. Yeah. Sort of like this.
I was in Larchmont, and I was angry.
Larchmont, because she was talking about her Insta stories, but you were angry because.
Well, I was angry because my son had a birthday party that required him being in Larchmont at like 8:30 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
And it was on a weekend. Barry never travels on weekends. It happened to be the one fucking weekend that Baz was traveling. And he was like at the Breakers or something. And I'm like in my pajamas at 7:30 a.m. driving to motherfucking Larchmont. And, you know, you accept the fact that when you're in Pound Ridge, there's really nothing. Like, you know, there are a few restaurants.
There's no traffic.
There's no lights. There's no traffic lights in Pound Ridge. There's like you go to Larchmont, like which you view in your mind is this like metropolis.
Right.
And there was nothing. And I was angry. I was angry to be stuck in
Larchmont.
Oh,
because you had to wait for him until he was done.
Correct. Oh, I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed.
I was pissed and bitter in Larchmont.
Yeah. So and it had nothing to do
but
with...
But Larchmont wound up kicking the shit out of me. Karma got the best of me because then he wound up with that fever virus. And I believe he got it in Larchmont.
He probably did! He totally got it in Larchmont.
Fuck you, Larchmont.
Fuck Larchmont. Before my family, we lived in Chappaqua. We're because Pound Ridge is Westchester, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we lived in Chappaqua.
Chappaqua is our neighbor.
Oh, that's why I know Pound
yes.
Ridge, but I've never been to
No,
Pound
you
Ridge.
Wouldn't have. Now you would with the Jean-Georges restaurant.
That's right.
But then,
but
growing
before
up,
before Chappaqua,
never.
My parents did look at Larchmont. I remember looking at that
that's
high
right.
school, and I remember, yeah. But we ended up in Chappaqua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's, oh,
consider
so
yourself lucky.
Like, okay, so, no, I'm just kidding. Go
no
to Larchmont.
No offense, Larchmont.
It's
beautiful.
Great.
One of the most gorgeous homes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, loveliest people. Just not at 7:30 a.m.
No, exactly.
On a Sunday.
Exactly. Wasn't there also something where you had to take one of your kids to a sleepover like 2 fucking hours away and Baz didn't do it? Like, you signed yourself. Mm. It was like.
Oh.
You went. New Jersey?
Yes, this is the shit that you do as a parent.
See, that's why I don't know.
I know. Well, that. But nobody knows that until you're in it. And then the guilt kicks in, which is what makes you a good parent. And you look at your kid and you're like, well, I don't want him to be left out.
But you drove him to 2 hours?
Yes. 2 hours there and 2 hours back. Oh, yes. With a bladder the size of a walnut.
Yeah, I haven't peed once.
Yeah, I've gone 17 times and I'm going to go 17 more. Yes. That's right.
Wait, but why was the sleepover so far away?
I thought you were going to say, but why is your bladder the size of a walnut?
Well, yeah. Tracy, the doctor. No, but why? You had to drive him 2 hours?
Yes. Yes. That's the shit that you do.
Wow.
So if a camp friend says they're having a sleepover for their birthday, your kid says, Mommy, of course I want to go, you get your ass in the car and you drive.
What did you do for 2 hours driving?
Listen to music.
Of course.
pretend I was on a bike. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Right.
That's amazing.
He's not talking to me,
oh,
my kid.
Oh, phone.
No, he's on his phone.
Yeah, he's busy.
And then I'm driving back alone, which in all honesty
Wait, who picked him up?
The next day, who picked him up?
Baz.
I think Baz
you
had to,
the
like,
switcheroo.
Yeah. Oh,
gotta
yeah.
love Baz.
Oh,
so, before we do the quick fire round,
oh my.
I feel like we keep getting
I'm
off topic, and I love
fire.
It. No, you're going to be so good. But before we do that, I want to talk about, it's a little more of a serious, it's not really serious,
Is
but
my
it's on Instagram.
Zipper down? Is that dead or just out? Christ. I carry a Birkin bag, but my zipper is down.
It's fine. You know what? It happens to the best of us. It just does. Because me...
whole time.
Where's the makeup girl?
Hair, makeup, to sell. It's up now.
I think I'm so cool. I see.
I didn't notice it until you like showed, but it's fine now.
Okay.
So, I love how I'm like, now we're gonna get onto a serious note.
Okay, where were we?
Hold on, I'm breathing. We are, Instagram. So I wanted to talk about this because okay. I feel like you are really good at
my new career.
Your new career. But really, like you, and even Tanya touched on it on your live about how you've kind of, you have this audience now and everything. Sorry, I'm still breathing.
Let me just pull a nipple out, too.
Yes. It's just... Good thing I have the video. Who knows if the video is even recording anymore? It probably ended.
The video is edited itself. The camera's like, these girls.
Done. We're
shut
done.
It down.
Shut it by. Authenticity. That's what I was saying. So it's a little more of a serious thing, but we don't have to make it serious. But you on Instagram, you're very authentic. Because, and I can say firsthand, like, she is who she is on Instagram. There's no fucking bullshit.
I don't think so. I don't have a lot of tolerance for that.
No, yeah. Like, this is you. Yeah, like, this is you.
Yeah.
And so, how do you, because Instagram, and I know you only joined, like, a little while ago and only started really doing it a year ago.
Right.
So a lot of these, like, influencers and bloggers, which I am not, and, I mean, I think you are an influencer, actually. But I mean, yes, I have a blog, and yes, I've been doing the thing for a while, but I'm talking about the ones that have a huge following, and there's a lot of talk about, are they being authentic? Is there, where's the authenticity? Are they just sellouts? And I'm not saying I agree with that and whatever. I'm all about influencers and bloggers. I work with them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you are very authentic on your Instagram, so what is your advice, let's say, or words of wisdom for
kind of
not giving a fucking shit and being who you are, because I feel I am who I am on my Instagram, but then when I'm with certain friends, I feel like I can't be that person, which means this is who I am on the Instagram,
right?
But then I'm guarding myself. So like, how do you
look? Yeah. I don't think I'm. You probably do a better job of doing that than I do, and I could use more of that. You know, every time I say Christ Jesus or Jesus Christ, I think, oh my God, I don't mean to be
offensive.
But
that's you, and you know
what? No, but you do have to know your audience, you do. And there is, you know, I always try to lead with kindness.
But
I really do. I try in all areas of my life. It's a big thing with my kids. You know, if you said to my kids, what's the number one rule in your house? First they would say, pick up your shit.
Oh, is that the number one rule?
That is the number one rule. Yeah. Pick up your shit. And I learned that from Madonna. Thank you, Madonna.
Oh, I love her.
Oh God, I love her. The second thing is kindness is non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I try very hard to lead with kindness, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to offend.
Because you're always going to offend.
I don't know. I probably need to do a better job of that. That said, you know, then you start walking this fine line. Mm-hmm. And I didn't turn the camera on myself. I never turned the camera on myself to create a following. I never thought of it like that.
Like, you started it because it was fun? Or
I started it because there was this new feature on Instagram.
Right.
I don't even know why I started it.
Like, you didn't have 10,000, thousands and thousands of followers. You had 30.
I had, like, literally...
Maybe 30.
Maybe. Like, literally, that's what it was. And, you know, I can remember exactly who was watching. And it was friends of mine.
Right,
and it was just documenting a Miami, you know, vacation.
Right.
That's how it started. Now, I am on this weird train that has left the station, and I don't know where it's going, and I don't know what's happening with it. So far, it has been completely organic. Even the Amazon store.
Well, I was gonna say
that happened.
But people ask you where are you getting the blender or the fucking thing?
Right. Well, when you're constantly using the same motherfucking pan,
it's authentic though.
And people are like, where do you get that? But then Amazon reached out to me. So that
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how this all started.
How did they see you?
I think I must have been tagging things.
Oh, and they realized you had people asking
about it. I was either tagging things or there was somebody
following you. Yeah.
20-something year old adorableness at Amazon who was following me, and they said, "We like what you're doing, and did you know about this program, and you can be a part of this program."
Well, and I think that's what's amazing, because you're so authentic. The fucking pan. Is it better than
magic,
sex?
It is up there with the best orgasm of your life.
But wow, really?
It really, first of all, I am, so I love me a Diet Coke, but at the same time, I'm very tuned into, you know, plastic
toxic shit.
And I am definitely a confused individual when it comes to finding the balance between, you know, living like a little bit of an organic hippie lifestyle.
Right.
And wanting everything to be, you know, in glass containers.
Right.
You know, if anybody follows me, they know I don't use bleach. I use white vinegar.
Right. No, of course. Right. That's wonderful.
So this magic pan, which has been in my life for like 5 years, and it's it's this non-toxic, non-stick,
Heaven.
Like,
I mean, she talks about it a lot.
I live for this pan. I don't make everything in this pan. People think that they can, like, you know, recreate. I was going to say Jesus, but see, that would be inappropriate. See? That's where you, like, Jewel, you need to know.
It's great.
You're
but
not going to recreate
you.
Jesus in this pan, and that is not
but you
a nice
might
thing
recreate
to say.
The best balls ever.
And I said
ever.
That with the most respect for
of
Jesus.
Of course, you're not offending anyone.
Oh, no, I definitely
Wasn't Jesus
am.
A Jew? I mean, we're Jewish. Like, it's fine. Well, now we're definitely going to be offending people.
There's but that bus to hell.
We're on it. But you're driving it.
I am driving.
I'm right behind you.
But you're sitting here.
I'm shotgun. So,
you're choosing the tune.
But... But do you think, so the Amazon store, so that was an, I didn't realize that was organically.
So Amazon had reached out to me and said, do you know about this Amazon influencer program? No, Nana knows nothing. Nana barely knows how to turn on her phone. And we love what you're doing.
Right.
And why don't you apply to be, you know, which really anybody can do.
Right.
It's brilliant because what they're doing is they're tapping into these micro influencers who do not have the power of the swipe up.
Correct.
Which I do not.
Right. You're going to be there.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Right. And B, I never set out. This was never about setting up a store on Instagram.
Right.
That was a happy accident of this account.
Right.
But at some point, you kind of go, you know what? I tag this fucking pan all the time.
100 times. Get some commission.
2,000 people every other day ask me about this pan.
Right.
Yeah. Get a little. Get a piece
like
of it. It is literally pennies.
It's pennies.
I mean, I joke to Barry like I can pay for, you know, half my head of highlights. Rita.
No. Where do you get your highlights?
I go to Rita Hazan.
Rita Hazan. I don't know. We're going to have to talk about that after.
I've gone to Rita for
person.
15 years. Rita and I.
In Palm Ridge?
Rita, if I had to choose between Baz or Rita, Baz Rita. Knows. I would drive right over him.
Is she?
She is so not in Pound Ridge.
She's
on 57th Street.
Oh, we have to talk about this. Okay. Not Pound Ridge. They don't even have a response. No. But so the Amazon thing was a happy accident, whatever.
Yes.
But you're not. So, but you are authentically you on your Instagram.
Oh my
Instagram.
Goodness. Like, I don't know how to be anything other.
Well, because there are a lot of people that if their kid was sick, they wouldn't talk about the vomit flying. You want to talk about the vomit flying.
I mean, let's talk about the fact that a year ago, and there was no, thank God. There was
no vomit
flying.
No.
People were so worried because any mother knows that a stomach virus is just, there is nothing worse. I mean, well, there touch wood.
There is worse.
There is worse.
But, right. But that last week, that's what you, or 2 weeks ago, that's what you were.
Last February, Dex, who never throws up, ate the biggest bowl of penne with Parmesan cheese.
Yum.
Yeah. And at 2 a.m., when I wished for the house to just go up in flames.
Oh, gosh.
Because Parmesan cheese out of a 9-year-old at 2 a.m. requires you taking an electric screwdriver and taking the bed apart.
Shut up.
Yes. And begging your husband in tears to roll up the, somehow, Baz, who's like 5'7" and no. weighs less than cutie. I do.
Oh.
Please, Baz, roll up, figure out a way to roll up the wall-to-wall carpet and just get it the fuck out of the house.
Was it everywhere?
You can't even begin to understand what a stomach bug will do to the mother
of the person
the
with
child
the,
who had, like, it will
it
bring
was
you
all
to your
over
knees.
The room.
It was months, and I mean literally months of getting the smell.
Oh my God.
Of Parmesan cheese.
But you love Parm.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Wait, you didn't get food poisoning though.
I don't know what he had. He had the devil. He had
what was in him.
He had the devil. But so, any,
and you want
any
me to have
stomachs.
Kids.
I do want you to have kids.
I don't want that.
I want
though.
You to know from this.
I'm going
to
call you and they're fucking vomiting on my fucking bed.
And I won't answer. I would answer to anything, but not that. That okay. I will not answer. We'll ignore your call.
On that note, yeah. Okay, so we're doing this really fun quick fire round. That was the worst segue ever.
Oh, my. I'm terrible at making decisions.
No, this is fun. So I did not give Jewel the Bee any. Mm-mm. I mean, you know one of them, which is a silly one, but some of these, you know, you're going to have to think. But this is how I like to end every episode because this, you might want to drink more because this
okay,
is.
Let's get the
No,
point.
It's just like a fun. I like doing this because I want to hear the first thing that comes to your mind.
I'm so bad at this.
But I think you're going to be great.
No, I'm an overthinker.
And then some of them start like having a more, like a bigger conversation and it's super fun. Okay, the first one's super easy. We're gonna start easy and we might end up hard. Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Good. Oh, but you're going to Mexico. I was gonna guess beach.
But I don't like to touch the sand. I don't like the feel of the sand. I don't want the sand in my toes.
So do you lay on the beach?
Yes, but see, okay, so here's the great thing about Mexico. You can't swim in the water.
True.
See, so
well,
ride.
No, you can. No? Where?
Not really.
No?
I mean, Tulum, you can
a that's where
bit.
I was for a wedding. I was like,
I swim. You can't swim in Cabo.
Oh, right. Oh. No. Well, it eats you
so
up.
You can look at it, which is
would
heaven.
I love that.
But I don't want to touch it.
You're not going to touch it.
I'm like a texture weirdo.
Oh, interesting.
But I also don't want to climb in the mountains. I want to look at the mountains.
Do you ski?
No.
What do you
actually I know
ski?
How to ski.
But you don't ski.
Yeah, no. Bad on your lower back. I want to sit in the lodge. I want to talk to everybody from Texas.
Yes!
Drink. Yes! I want to talk to you.
And that's my...
That's what you get in Beaver Creek. You get every...
Okay. Lake or ocean?
Ocean.
Even though you don't like the sand.
Yeah. Well, there's sand in a lake, too.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
God, that's true. But I'm just going to move on. I'm going to move right along. Okay. If someone played you in a movie, so if someone was playing the Jewel to Be movie, who would it be?
And oh, why? I hate that.
I know. I love this
That
question.
Sets me up for arrogance.
Oh, I didn't ever thought about it
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, but you
who
can think
would
of it.
Play
like,
me?
It could be. Their look or it could
or just
be
like their aura.
Their aura. Mine's more
Shit,
like the aura.
I'm mildly drunk now, so I can't even think of names. Wait.
Describe.
Oh,
like,
right. Wait.
What
no,
movie
no, no,
were
no.
they in?
Hold on.
Like a Jewel the Bee movie.
Oh my goodness.
I think I have an idea for who I think would be amazing playing you, but I want you to go first.
You know, people tell me all the time, but I haven't seen her in so long that I don't know that I want her to star in the Jewel
who?
The Bee movie.
Who?
Who is the girl? Oh my God. Now she's in Tropicana commercials.
Oh God.
But she's adorable. She's fabulous and funny. Blonde, and she was on 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
Yes.
Tina Fey?
No. Sidekick-ish.
Should I Google it?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
People say to me, and I get upset
Rock.
When I hear it actually. 30
Rock
cast.
But I don't know. I never really watched.
Oh, this question.
Oh, Jane Krakowski?
Yes.
I don't know her.
Yeah, you do. You totally. Did you watch 30 Rock?
Not really. See, I was going to say Kristen Bell.
I think she was SNL, too.
Kristen Bell?
Oh, I'll take it.
I could see that. Now, I mean, that I would. Oh, but oh, I know Jane Krakowski. Okay,
you totally
okay.
know who she is. Now she's in
She was
Tropicana.
In Vacation?
I don't know.
National Lampoon's Vacation?
She was?
That's hysterical.
I don't think
I don't know. But okay, so that's who would play you. I love that.
I like funny.
No, I'm
oh,
with...
Oh, she what? Oh, she was Cousin Vicky.
Oh. Shut the fuck up! The what? Oh, that's amazing. Okay, her or Kristen Bell. No, I got it. I see that.
Yeah, I see so it. Anyway. I had a shrink tell me that once. which right there was a little bit.
That's a little disturbing.
It's right.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm all about shrinks.
So am I, but don't match me to your right.
No, yeah, no.
That's just going to cause me to overanalyze.
Definitely.
Right?
And now you're going to be thinking it. What would the movie be called?
Ugh. Buzz Buzz.
Yes! Love it. Okay, if you could have a glass of dog point with anyone, living or dead, who would it be and why?
This year?
Yeah.
I have to say it might be Michelle Obama.
Oh, I love that.
I think like... This year, I think, is like the year of... Yeah.
Yeah, you would want to love to sit down with her. Do you think she'd like Dog Point?
I think she'd love Dog Point.
I think she would, too. We'll send her this podcast.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, what... It doesn't... You don't have to tell me the name, whatever. Where or what did it entail your best first date? Like, bowling alley, drink. Like, what was it?
My best first date was my date with Bez. 100%.
Where was it? What was it?
So we met, I didn't want to go. It was, we met on J-Date.
Right.
And I get this text from him, it was like last minute, it was a Friday and I was helping my mom organize her apartment. And I was dirty and dusty and disgusting. And, would you want to meet for a drink? And she was like, go.
She wanted.
My God. Go. And the date went from 7 p.m. until 4 a.m.
One of those.
Yeah.
The best.
It was one of those.
And it was just, it wasn't like a fancy, or was it just dinner? It was just like.
It was literally just for a drink.
And you just stayed all night.
That was it.
Did you know right then?
I hoped right then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if he was going to be as nice as he seemed.
He seemed
until
the best.
I think I knew he was the real deal on our third date.
Really, so you thought he could be like a douchebag?
Anybody could
use you for sex.
100%. You could be played, by anybody.
Right, right.
But the third date, oh my God. We had, we had spent a significant amount of time together, and we were heading back to the East Side, and it's all a little foggy, but we had a burger at J.G. Mellon.
Oh.
And I thought after, it was pouring rain.
Oh, romantic.
And I lived just three blocks away, and I thought for sure, at this point we had spent 24 hours
together.
Right,
right.
And at this point, it was day three.
Right.
This
point,
And I thought it was a Sunday night, and I thought, for sure, he's just gonna want to throw me in a cab, and that's gonna be it. And I got into the cab, and I turned around to say goodbye to him, thinking,
this is it, right?
This is it. And he was like, move over.
And he got in the cab with you.
And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, I don't want the date to end, do you? And and he got into the cab
with you. And wait, oh my God.
There was something, I don't know that I'm describing it well, but when you're in an insecure place and you're in a vulnerable place and you don't know who you're playing with.
No,
you don't
not at
know
all.
The core of who
but
anybody
obviously
is.
But in your gut, you felt that it was okay to
I just, in that moment of, scoot in, I'm coming with you. And I was like, oh, he's all in too. He's in.
Oh, that's amazing. I wish Bez was here a little bit. Okay, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, I wish I could tell my younger self. To just have a little bit more fun.
Oh. Were you? Because
I'm having much more fun
now
in my 40s.
But isn't that that's
it's
amazing?
It's crazy.
But I also hear your 40s are your best years ever because you know yourself so well.
It's been amazing. An absolute joyride so far. Oh. Not to take away from Soul.
Yeah, definitely not to take away from Soul.
It's not a plug for Joyride.
What is Joyride? Is that
another?
Oh, fuck them.
Joyride is spinning. I hate it when people refer to Soul as spin.
Well, it's cycling, right?
It's just Soul Cycle.
It's just totally Soul Cycle. Different. It's a totally different thing. she should be your, you know, your face of the company. So, but I've heard that your 40s are really like as you get older.
It's been
amazing.
It's been phenomenal. I'm having more fun in my 40s than I ever did in my 20s or my 30s.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's really good.
If you were going to an island and you were told you could only take three things, what would those three things be?
Well, dog point.
Dog point. I knew that.
Dog point.
Dog point.
Sunscreen, because I worry.
That's cute. Okay.
If I could take, and can I take my family?
Yeah, I don't want to have you pick one. So you would take your family, but you wouldn't.
I would probably take a bike.
Okay, so four things. You would take the family would be together.
Right, that's one.
The bike. But the bike. SoulCycle bike, not a pill fucking ton. The SoulCycle. Well, you'd probably take Elle, too.
She's part of that bike. Strapped to the bike.
She's in the bike. And then you would take the sunscreen because of health and whatever. And then wine because survive without it. Okay, I don't know how you're going to answer this question. I'm really excited to hear.
I told you, this is bad for me.
This is my favorite question. If you had a hall pass, so if Baz was like... If you're walking out into the street of New York, when you leave here and you're on the street and you happen to see this one person and he says, have sex with him. Fine. He's the one guy you can do it with. Who would it be?
Oh, my.
Yeah, think hard. This is a really important question. I've had people say they can't answer this because their significant others might...
No, that's not even it. It's for me, it's just remembering somebody's name.
No, I know you're answering it.
I'm definitely answering it.
Tell me the movie he was in or the song he sang.
I think Brad Pitt, but a la Legends of the Falls.
Oh, we're going.
We got to go back.
Okay, but you would do him dirty.
In a second.
And Baz would be okay with it.
I think Baz would be more than
fine. He might join.
I think it would feel very...
But okay, so if Brad Pitt looked like that when he walked...
And don't get me wrong, I would not kick him out of my bedroom in current Brad Pitt form. But
if you saw him walking...
Legends of the Falls was like life-changing.
Like you would literally... anything.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, anything goes. Is that good?
It's perfect. No, I'm glad you answered. I'm glad. Some people have said, like, it might be. And
we can throw George Clooney in there, too.
Hey, throw them all in there.
We can throw in, I mean, there are a few that Baz
would say it's fine.
I don't know. Baz is very territorial.
So but for Brad Pitt or George Clooney?
You know, he might have to, he'll have to be like, you know what?
Deal with
go
it.
Go for it.
Okay.
You've got my
blessing. That was the last of my rapid. I love that question. That's my favorite question. And the question about
who's yours?
I feel a few.
Like there's way more.
Well, no, mine's ridiculous. Mine's Skylar Astin from Pitch Perfect.
Oh,
exactly.
Christ Jesus, you're such a baby.
No, but I'm older.
Which
than
one
him.
Is he?
He was like the main guy that was in the Trebles or whatever.
Which Pitch Perfect?
All of them. I think he was in 1, 2, and 3, or maybe only 1 and 2. No, I think he was in all of it. Maybe only 1 and 2. But he's like my stupid whatever. I would say my other... See, it's funny. I never think about the questions I ask people. But my other question, which is who would play you in a movie? My answer is always hands down Jenny Mullen. Do you follow her on Instagram?
Love her.
She's the real deal.
She's so adorable.
The three of us would go get drinks. We would literally go get drinks because she's the real deal.
She is the real deal.
But also, I would have her play me or Anna Kendrick.
I love her.
Love her. So, okay. So that about wraps it up.
Oh,
I want to do this. Do you think we should do a part 2 in Colorado?
I could bring my microphone. Bring it.
That would be fun. In the
drinks,
lodge.
Drinking. Burgers.
All day.
I mean.
Okay. All right. Well, this
2019.
Was... Tell everyone, even though I think they know, how do they follow you on Instagram?
You find me at Jewel the Bee.
Spell it for them, just in case.
I am not a Julie.
I'm a Julie.
Right. She is a Julie. I am a Jewel.
Right.
J-U-L-E, the bee, like a buzzing bee.
B-E-E.
Right.
And that's how you find Jewel the Bee. You don't have a website or anything yet.
No. There is one, but I don't do anything
But
with
you
it.
Should at some point.
At some
point. But you also, if you are interested in any of her things, you're... Oh, wait. We didn't talk about the vibrator.
Oh,
okay. Okay, one more thing before we go.
How did we get on the subject of the vibrator earlier? What were we talking about?
The 60-year-old
woman. Oh, right.
Recently, Jewel the Bee. What was the context?
There was a topic of somehow... I don't even remember the exact context, but
dating.
Somehow, right, social, dating, you know, dating online.
Yes.
Somebody wrote to me, how did you meet Baz?
Yes, how did you meet Baz?
That's how it started.
Yes, that was.
That's how it started. And it sparked this whole dialogue about online dating, which obviously I'm very pro.
Right.
Because my experience has been good.
Right.
And there was one woman who responded in a very, in a visceral, seemingly negative way. I'm never online dating again. I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And as I'm reading this, I'm thinking that this is coming from a 20-something-year-old or a 30-something-year-old because I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that's a little bit of my demographic.
Right, right, right.
It turns out it was a, I think, a 62-year-old or a 60-year-old writing this to me. And I had no idea. Right. And this was a woman who had been in a 30-plus-year abusive marriage. She has children. She has grandchildren. Of course, online dating is not going to be her wheelhouse.
Right. Like,
I mean, not only do I understand that, I completely respect that.
Yeah.
So that was how you and I started.
So then you were saying, of course, if you're not, of course, at your experience, your age, you don't need to be online dating. Just get yourself a total vibrator. Pass.
Right. Just get a vibrator.
So I then said to Jewel, I said, what is the best vibrator? Because you just said, like, this woman needs to get her best vibrator. And I...
one of the people that I used to work for... I'm going to keep this a little vague.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say
that. One of the people that I used to... One of the celebrities that I used to work for, their publicist...
Okay.
I was very, very, very close to.
Okay.
And she sent me... Like the Rolls Royce, apparently.
Okay, now you gotta tell
the magic,
what it is.
The Hitachi magic wand, and it requires like a full-on fucking outlet.
Wait, it's called the Hitachi.
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 Like magic. The Japanese company, like major company, the Hitachi magic wand. Yes, that requires like a plug-in, like
an outlet.
This is not a portable little, you know, what are those things called? The rabbit?
The rabbit.
Right.
The rabbit.
This is not a rabbit.
This is not a rabbit.
This is not a rabbit. No.
But this is the creme de la creme.
Apparently, yes. This is like the stallion of vibrators.
The Hitachi magic wand.
Hitachi.
Hitachi.
I don't want you to screw it up.
Can you link it in your Amazon favorites?
I'm going to link it in my Amazon favorites.
But that'd be weird. Like,
oh my really god, cool. This is going to sell out in like, this is going to make the pan look like nothing.
They might sponsor you.
You know what? I would be honored.
Is it pricey?
I haven't had to buy another one.
You've literally had the one.
Oh, this is the
one.
I'm married to this. This is Baz.
Wow.
This is the Baz
is
of vibrators.
Is it big?
It's not, I mean, it doesn't look like, I don't even think I know what a vibrator, like, is there a vibrator look? Or is that a dildo?
See, I don't know. I'm not a big vibrator
I'm not either.
Person.
I'm not a big sex toy person.
No.
Like, we've got our go-to.
50 Shades of Grey. Oh, you have go-to.
Well, we have, like, we've got, you know, we're in a groove.
I have Dexy in.
Matt and Dex, leave the room. My mother-in-law, Jesus.
And Norman,
oh, Myrna,
you can say.
I'm sorry. Norman can listen to anything.
And Magda.
Magda.
Fucking loved it.
Please.
So,
Magda
okay,
dusts
so,
around the Hitachi magic wand.
Oh, so she's seen it. Is it big, though? Like, how big?
It's not portable. I mean, like, if you're packing it, you're packing it in a suitcase.
Is it the size of the microphone?
Oh, it's not. It's not internal.
Okay, so what does it look like?
It looks like a back massager.
Oh, so it's not a vibrator.
Like Brookstone sells it
and
under the guise of right.
Okay.
So exactly. They can like slip it in under, you know, what do they call it? Like the, you know, a sexy massager.
But it's really
a vibrator.
It's totally a vibrator.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So that's what
totally
you should buy if you're looking for
the Hitachi magic wand.
Or the Baz of vibrators.
Right. But just know if you get stopped in the airport, don't be mad at me. Put
Has
it in your
happened?
Fucking, don't put it in a carry-on, people.
Has that happened to you?
No. Never.
Oh, but
it's got to go in your luggage.
But you
right.
carry it with you on your travels? Like Mexico, you're going to bring it? I feel like it's a family trip. And maybe not to Colorado either.
Okay. On that note,
if you
that's what the rabbit is for, I think.
Oh, because it's
the
travel
rabbit's
friendly.
More like portable. It's It worked for me because it came from a solid recommendation.
Right.
Solid. She knew her shit.
She knew it. Okay, so you had to buy it. I'm going to go to Brookstone tonight,
actually. The SoulCycle girls are never going to look at me. I'm more concerned about them than my children.
Will Elle listen? Do you think she would listen?
I don't know if Elle will. Elle is not a social media gal.
I can't wait to take a class with Elle. Okay, so you're going to follow Jewel the Bee on Instagram, at Jewel the Bee. You can go to her Amazon store to buy the pan, to buy the vibrator. You have to link it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
have to link the vibrator. Now I'm becoming X-rated B.
Yeah, I have to make all my podcasts explicit because, I mean, I have had to. So we're going to buy the vibrator. We're going to buy the pan. Do you have Gigi Crackers linked?
Oh, of course.
Of course. Okay.
So of course.
Live by them. Yeah. Okay. So all the things you can find on Jewel the Bee's Instagram and Amazon favorites. So
thank you.
This was my pleasure.
I don't want it to end either.
We're going to do a second one for sure because we're going to. And we're going to be vacationing together in February, March.
How crazy is that? We just completely, realized.
Like, literally, we were like, she was like, oh, I go here for a vacation. I'm like, wait, are you talking about here? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, when are you going? And she said the date. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. And so I texted my dad to confirm.
We will be together in March.
In March. And we will be podcasting. But I hope I see you before then.
Oh, I hope so. I'm attached to you now.
I know.
Like, I'm going to go through a withdrawal.
Can I come hang out with you?
I hope you do.
What is the closest train station?
Well, I'll pick you up in Mount Kisco.
Oh, easy. That is easy. Easy. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Do you have any parting words?
Oh, God.
Forgive me.
No, just have fun. Just have some fun.
I agree.
Make good choices.
Not that she's always made the
right.
No, but she has.
Yeah, I know. I made good choices.
All right, so we're going to go call Baz now. No, anyway, thank you so much for listening. At Jewel the Bee, at JulieLauren14. I don't think you'll need Zoloft after you follow us. I'm on Zoloft.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But, Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back very soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.